AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities in Paris are updating some details about last Friday's terrorist attacks that left at least 130 people dead. Prosecutors have determined through fingerprint checks that two of the seven attackers who died in the bloodshed had entered Europe through Greece on October 3rd. Previously, they had said only one attacker had been registered in Greece, an entry point for many of the hundreds of thousands of refugees seeking asylum in Europe. Prosecutors also say that a cousin of the alleged ringleader of the Paris attacks, who along with him was killed in a police raid Wednesday, did not blow herself up with a suicide vest, as initially believed. Prosecutors said today a third person was killed in the raid. They say body parts collected after the raid belonged to the third unidentified person. At least one suspect is still at large. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.